Martin.
How are you? Hey. You are still an MP?
Yes. You have the inauguration last week. And okay. So everything is coming back to normal life in our parliament.
Okay. Yes.
So, for a long time. You know, it was 4 months without sessions. It was awful. But
It was good. Since there was COVID, so it's okay.
No, but
you were in confinement.
Now we came back to normal life.
Okay.
And what about you? Good. Everything is okay in Geneva?
All is fine. All is fine. Thank you. All is fine at this end. Yeah.
Martin. Yeah. Well, about our task force.
Yes.
I received your information.
Yes.
For me, it's perfect. What is the mission, the objectives, the composition, and so on. Nothing to change.
Yes.
For me, it's okay. Mm-hmm. I talked with Dr. Ali.
Yes.
As vice president of the executive committee. And
yes.
He accept to lead the mission. Mm-hmm. And because this way, I think it's good to have one vice president in charge of that. And mm-hmm. one vice president, not from the 12 plus, and also that has a good relation with both sides. Because what we need, if we wish to achieve success with this mission, is to have a composition or a delegation that at least the majority may be accepted by both sides. If we try to have just from people from one side, the other will not accept, especially the Russians. And so that's why I asked him in Abu Dhabi, and I met with the speaker as well, and the speaker gave his accordance, his agreement to that, because this way we can show to the Russians that we are real committed to be part of the solution. And of course, we have a strong condemnation. United Arab Emirates approved at UN the resolution that condemned the invasion.
They didn't.
Abstain.
Yes.
But other countries from the Israel, I'm not thinking about Israel. Mm-hmm. Israel vote in favor, and Avi is available also to be part of the delegation of this mission, because this way we needed to have people that both sides must trust. If we choose, for instance, the British or the French or the Polish or something, Russia will not accept. And so I think this is what we should do during this week, because after it, they needed to try to go or at least have a virtual meeting or something with both sides. It is important. I will have, after this meeting, also by video conference with the speaker of South Africa. She's available too. And so we have the gender and someone that that the Russians must again trust. And I talked with Senator Paz Blanco from Paraguay, from GRULAC, and asked him if he can think about women that speak English, as you put in our terms of reference, that may speak English, and that may be not from Nicaragua or from Cuba, of course, but to balance the composition of the delegation. And he said he will think, and he will come back to me this afternoon. And after it, we need to think about Asia-Pacific and Euro-Asia. Asia-Pacific, I don't know if we, because China is better now. China is better now. But, and who is leading in Nusa Dua, the meeting, was Vietnam. I don't know him well, but he spoke English without problems. I don't know. And about Euro-Asia, for me, is the worst. Because, of course, we may think about Professor Zaidov, but I am trying, and if you agree, not to involve people from the ExCom. Because this is a criterion. If we choose someone from the ExCom, others will ask, why not me? And so one criterion is a delegation that may represent all geopolitical groups, people that speak English, that may be accepted by both sides, outside the ExCom, excluding the leader of the team, a vice chair of our executive committee. Because if we choose Zaidov, why not Cecilia? If we choose Mladen, why not Esther or something? And so this way is, no, just one from the ExCom and the team representing all geopolitical groups, but people that are not representing one side of the problem, but that are available to have bridges with both sides. Okay. This is the idea. I don't know what you think.
Oh, okay. I think that Dr. Noemi Ali is a good proposal to lead the mission if he agrees. Avi too, I do agree. I think he is good. He's very experienced and I have no problem about that. My worry about South Africa is that their stance is very clear. And although the speaker who did not take the floor in Nusa Dua, the official position of South Africa is very clear. And I doubt that the Ukrainians would want to have her as a member of the delegation. And I also know, I have been acquainted with her. She is not the type of strong person, strong personality that you want for this type of mission. I know that she was minister of defense. She was minister of defense in her country, but she was dismissed because she was not very competent. So, and for a political mission like this one, I wonder whether she would be a very good candidate for that. For Asia Pacific, Vietnam. I think that I know the gentleman very well, Mr. Vu Hahai. I've known him for more than 20 years. He is well connected politically, but the thing with Vietnam is he is always going to refer to the Communist Party. He will not be his own man. He will not be representing the Asia Pacific, but he would be representing his country, just like Mr. Chen would be representing China, not the executive committee. So I was thinking that maybe the Indonesian, the Mr. Zon, who in any case is the initiator of this idea of creating the task force, maybe we could think of him too. We could think of him. For Eurasia, I agree with you that I have always had my doubts about who could come from Eurasia, because Mr. Sidov, he is very, I think he's independent of Russia, but I don't see him taking a position against Russia or anything that would offend Russia. So that is a problem that is going to arise. But the question also that we want to answer, I know that every geopolitical group expects to be represented because you promised that to them. But I was going to ask the question whether we could not really think of not getting a Russian, or rather getting somebody from Eurasia, just trying to get somebody from Africa, from Europe, from Latin America. This morning, I was just thinking. I said, maybe we could just throw the idea to Brigitte. What's her name? Beatrice. Beatrice,
Exactement.
yes, Agimon, as vice president of Uruguay, she would come with a lot of status, and I don't think that Uruguay has any clear-cut positions in the conflict which would rule her out. I think that we could always argue in favor of her being part of that mission, being a woman and also being very level-headed and cannot be accused of any bias. So I think that she could be one of the candidates that we could consider for joining the mission.
But Beatrice has a problem for me. Is a member of the executive committee.
I do understand, but I think we can argue that it's for gender balance. You have one member, she's vice president for Latin America, and Mr. Ali is vice president for the Arab group. We could say we took the two vice presidents for gender balance. And that is the criterion we used, that we take two members from the executive committee and then the rest from outside. Because I think that should bring a lot of
I
balance.
like her very much, believe me. But I don't know as also if she's speaks fluent English.
Oh yeah, okay, that's the problem.
I don't know,
I
because
think
in our meetings she spoke always in Spanish. I may ask Piquinella, for instance.
I think we should ask him if she, I do not understand English. She understands English, but maybe the problem is speaking it, and we can always see how go around that. But I would see her as a strong a potential candidate for us on this group, because she comes with, she's vice president of the Republic of Uruguay, she's a member of the IPU executive committee, leader of parliament, and so she can bring that I would say clout to the mission, and they will respect the mission and the IPU for that. So that those are my views. If you ask me, for me, Ali, very good. He is very active and knowledgeable, and I think he comes from a country that cannot be suspected of supporting one side or the other. For Avi, yes, I know people will say he's 12 plus, but I think he's more very independent. He knows how to deal with conflict in his own country. So I think it's a good choice, but I have my doubts about South Africa. For Africa, we may want to think of other possibilities there. If you want,
do you want? Do you have something in your mind?
For someone, a woman,
for instance, I have also. If we decide, for instance, to have two persons from Africa and two persons from 12 plus, because they are the biggest geopolitical groups, and one person from the others. Mm-hmm. I thought also that Dr. Hafsa from Turkey, also because Turkey is playing a very important role in this process of dialogue and negotiations between Ukraine and Russia. She is very close with President Erdogan, as we know. She can bring the influence of Turkey to the mission, and it will help us to achieve success more than to have someone from Cyprus or from Greece or from Malta or from Portugal. Believe me, it's not. It was what I thought was countries that are playing a role in this process of mediation between Ukraine and Russia. And Turkey is playing the most important presidential meetings happen in Turkey, in Istanbul, last week with President Erdogan himself, in Antalya, with the foreign affairs minister from Ukraine and Russia, and Turkey, and so we have a gender balance. But for this, to put two persons from the 12 plus, we need to put two persons also from Africa. And otherwise, they will say that we are giving a privilege to one group, to one geopolitical group.
Yeah, for Ravza, I like her very much. I've come to like her very much. I used to suspect her, but I like her very much, and she can make a good contribution. But we just have to be careful, because we are saying that we want to see the IPU bringing added value to the whole scheme of things, to the discussion, and people may suspect that. Ravza will not bring that added value because she is already, her country is already involved in the negotiations. But she is, for me, very solid. I would like to involve her. What we can do, I think, in our terms of reference, we said that we could rely on a group of people. The task force may want to rely on a group of resource persons that would advise them and provide more information. And I see her playing a strong role in that, because she would bring in her experience with the negotiations that are taking place at the governmental level. She can contribute to those discussions. But coming forward may be problematic. As I say, I like her very much. She is a knowledgeable, very substantive person. And if I could go on, I think somebody like the speaker from Namibia, you know him, Peter Kachavivi. Mm-hmm. If you want somebody from Africa, Peter Kachavivi is another person. I think he sits on the Committee on UN Affairs. He is I think a vice president of that committee, and he's been very active in that. He's also, he will come from a country that is cannot be suspected of being biased in this conflict. But we could also consider him. But our problem is getting more women on that on that task force. You know, yes. If Mrs. Agyemong agrees to agree, and she agrees to join the task force, and she can function in English, or maybe she wants to bring her own interpreter and pay. She's vice president of the republic. She has the resources. Then that's a big advantage for us, being a woman.
Okay, Martin. So I will speak with Brigitte Agyemong this afternoon.
Yes.
Because it's less 5 hours in Uruguay, so it's easy to try to call there. And I send you a message after it.
Okay, that would be good.
Because I think we should finish the composition before the end of this week.
Before the end of this week, yes.
And maybe Monday we may try to have a virtual meeting with all the mission to discuss what will be the steps and the tasks that the mission will take for the future. What do you think?
Yeah, I think next week will be fine. The immediate, what we want to do is, when we finish this meeting, I plan to write to both sides to officially inform them of the resolution and the decision to establish that task force, and to say that the details will follow later. And then when we have the composition before the end of the week, we can now send them the information. This is the people we have identified. Of course, we hope that they're not going to challenge your decision. And then next week, we can organize that meeting on the modalities for the functioning of the task force, as you say. So that would be,
Monday or Tuesday is, is the best.
Yeah.
Okay, Martin. So thank you. You send the terms of references to both sides, and I will do the phone calls, and I will come back to you.
Yes, please. If I will think, I'll ask my colleagues to just to give you more info. If we do think of a strong candidate for a woman candidate, so that we
from
try to get
Eurasia as well.
Yes, yes. For Eurasia, no. Then we'll have to go further down. You know, New Zealand and Australia, and they are 12 plus already. So. I will consult my colleagues to see if we can find another person, a woman candidate, and then I will send you a message.
Okay.
Yes, but as I say, we should think very strongly about Mr. Katiavivi, because he comes to mind, and he's well respected. He's somebody. I think he comes from the liberation struggle in Namibia, and so. He knows how to negotiate, or not negotiate, at least to dialogue. Yes.
Okay, Martin. I will try to call him as well.
Okay. If you do you have his number? I can.
I don't know if you have the number. No, we don't have. If it's possible, send it.
Yeah, I'll see if I have his mobile phone number, and then give it to you and. So we'll check and we'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. So we also think, Duarte, of whom we could put in that group of resource persons who can advise the task force. As I say, Ravda is a good candidate for that, and I would strongly support her for that. But others, and we will see, people will know. Not that they'll be part of the decision-making process, but can give us information as they know it, and because of their own special knowledge of the situation. I am also talking to a number of organizations in Geneva that have experience in peace building. You know, Interpeace that we work with, we have a cooperation with them, and that they are people who helped us with the resolution on reinventing peace processes. We have the Center for Humanitarian Dialogue, the Graduate Institute. So I am talking to these people to see if they can provide us with their experience in how they've gone about this type of discussions.
Okay. No, okay. It will be important as well.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you. Let's try to form that group before the end of the week.
Yes. This afternoon I will send message with the results of my contacts.
Okay, very good.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
See you.
Thank you. See you. Take care. Bye.
Bye, Martin.